With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An expert on Israel predicts Hamas leader Sinwar will not allow a political compromise to bring an end to the war in Gaza.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden's vowing to stay in the game as he rejects pressure from within his Democratic Party to withdraw after a disastrous debate performance. Biden told his staff that no one is pushing me out of the race, but there are signs that support for the president is rapidly eroding among Democrats on Capitol Hill. Representative Jim Clyburn, a longtime Biden ally, says he would support a mini primary in the run-up to the Democratic National Convention next month if Biden were to leave the race. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Democrat Congressman Lloyd Doggett says after last week's debate, the president should speak to reporters and talk about issues that need to be addressed.
I think that's more important to me than a cognitive test or anything else, is to demonstrate that last Thursday was an aberration and that he's ready to actively engage and answer all the hard questions again and again. That's the kind of engagement we need to have.
Trouble with the nation's dams. Floodwaters in Minnesota carved a path around a century-old dam early last week, causing severe erosion to a riverbank. Several days later, intense rain damaged a dam in Texas. There are roughly 90,000 significant dams in the U.S. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan sentences a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer said he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding that the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in an eastern province since last year. This is SRN News. New vehicle sales rose only slightly in the second quarter, despite larger discounts and slightly lower prices.
Auto industry analysts predict that still lower prices are coming and suggest buyers consider waiting for better deals. Overall, MotorIntelligence.com says U.S. sales were up only 0.1% compared to a year ago, as still high prices get many potential buyers out of the market. Sales were crimped in late June when cyber attacks knocked out software from CDK Global that dealerships use to do sales paperwork.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Heat watches and warnings are in effect for 110 million people throughout 21 states for the holiday weekend. Some western states could deal with historic heat over the next few days, with temperatures possible of 115 degrees in some areas. Excessive heat warnings are in place for portions of Arizona, Washington, and Oregon. More details at SRNnews.com.